Greetings, dear viewers. It's George from Ireland here. And here I am, as they say, where England began. Well, anyway, the Kingdom of England began. Because on the site behind me, All Saints Church, that is where the very first King of England had his coronation. What was I going to say, point out about that? The church is very extensively rebuilt. The church you see now was, the building you see now is really from Henry the First time. There have been extensive repairs, even since Henry the First time. The tower, if you come closer, you'll see it's much more recent, maybe even 20th century, that red-brown brick. But you see the flint, the sort of stone which you find locally. Anyway, in 838, a great council of the realm was held here in that place known as Kingston. It was already known as Kingston, which is perhaps a bit curious. And so the king ordered that this happen here. Back then was the Heptarchy. Although there was a notion of England, it wasn't one kingdom, certainly. It was debatable as even one country. So it was divided into seven separate kingdoms, often at war against each other. And eventually it was Athelstan was crowned here in 925 AD, the first king of England. But he came from the House of Wessex, those who ruled sort of south central England, the West Saxons as they were, who'd come from what's now Germany, maybe the Netherlands and Denmark in the early 5th century AD, just when the Romans were being pushed out. So the Saxons, the Angles, and Jutes drave them out. The Jutes, as in from Jutland or Jylland, as the Danes call it, the peninsula Denmark. And the Saxons, obviously in Germany, there's Saxony, Anhalt, Lower Saxony to this day. And indeed, the original England is a peninsula in northeast Germany, close to the Danish border, was Anglia. Take Anglia, put it together with land, you've got England and so on. It's not till about 725 AD that the Venerable Bede, that monk from Jarrow, wrote an ecclesiastical history of the English people. So the words England and English were born, but he could easily have said of the call them Saxon people and Saxon land and stuff like that. That's why in Welsh they often say call people Sais, the English they call them Sais, because the English are Saxons, or calling England Llogan, as in lost land, like in Irish, you know, well, we're calling them Sassanach, as in Saxons, Sassana, as in Saxony. That's what we call England in the Irish language. So the original church was the Chapel of St. Mary, and you can see some stones laying out its approximate proportions. Let me show you. So we come over here. It was a nice quiet day without too many people around to interrupt us. And this bit here says that was the approximate site of the altar of that Chapel of St. Mary, and that's where he would have been crowned, Athelstan, in 925 AD. So the perhaps I shouldn't have had my ugly mug in it, had the camera the other way, but you can't switch it around, it's not YouTube video. This marks the site of the east wall of the Saxon Church of St. Mary, partly rebuilt in 1936 with its own stones. The wall was 25 foot long and 2 foot 6 inches thick. So there we go. Okay, so here it is. And then you can see some headstones around the edge of the churchyard, a little tomb there for some distinguished personage. And perhaps you see the flint that I'm talking about. So obviously it's very historically significant. Many famous people associated with this church. The Earl of Liverpool, when his Prime Minister lived not very far by, and his good wife is indeed interred, and there's a little memorial. Cesar Picton has said his funeral took place there. He's that black man who was a prominent coal merchant here in the late 18th century. He'd been kidnapped, we believe, from the coast of Senegal around the age of six, taken to the West Indies, and later this person given as a present to somebody else, but later manumitted. He became free, rather prosperous, and his house was not very far away. he was a very large man, so even though there was a lot of vicious racialism, somehow he achieved acceptance. He converted to Christianity. It's thought he may well have been raised in the Mohammedan faith. Anyway, this is a much bigger, more modern church. But as I say, some of that dates from Henry the First time, who succeeded to the throne in 1100 and died in 1135. Sometime I'll go in and film the interior of it show you some more little plaques and memorials. The East Surrey Regiment is commemorated there. We're on the historic county of Surrey, and the eastern half thereof. Now, there certainly was a Bishop of Kingston in the Church of England. I'm not sure if they still have a Bishop of Kingston, but this is not a cathedral. So you get the idea of the dimensions of it. It is a capacious church between... this would have probably be the largest congregation of any day of the year. Anyway, so Kingston is a very historic spot, and there's some etymological debate. Does Kingston take its derivation from King's Town or King's Stone? There was a stone upon which those Anglo-Saxon kings were crowned. And the Seven Kings Road, you can see the big stone outside the new town hall. So I'm not quite sure what the correct explanation is for it. Because the Danes had invaded around about 870 AD, land on the eastern coast of England, and the Anglo-Saxons fight against them. The Anglo-Saxons, obviously forgetting they'd come from roughly the same place about 450 years earlier. But 450 years is a long time. You know, a bit like, so, you know, white Americans haven't been in what's now the USA for even 400 years. And if some people from Europe invaded them, they said, oh, this is outrageous, you're different. But yeah, so I can't blame the Anglo-Saxons for saying, oh, this is our country, we're not having them. And they'd pushed out some of the ancient Britons to the north, to the west, to the southwest, to the south, across the English Channel to Brittany. Some of the ancient Britons fled to Ireland, to Wales. And there's the Cambrian Mountains in Wales, there's Cumbria, northwest England, north to Scotland, and so on. But yes, there's no concept of England at that time. And the Anglo-Saxons having the north and west of England a bit more, and the Saxon having, of course, at the east coast. Sorry, the south and west was more Anglo-Saxons, the north and east was more Danish. The Danes obviously were eventually defeated by Alfred the Great, the father of the English Navy, born at Wantage in Oxfordshire. You can see his statutory monument there. Sorry, statuary monument. Not thinking law too much. What else about fighting the Danes? Yeah, eventually they converted to the Christian faith, but they founded many of the cities of eastern England. But the Danes had London for a long time, and this is as close to London as they could get for their coronation, the kings of England. But remember, the capital of Wessex had been Winchester, which is well into the Middle Ages, was a very significant city. It's a small city now with only 45,000 people in deepest Hampshire. That's where the royal treasury is kept in medieval times as well. So what else would I want to point out about Kingston? And so then obviously when the Anglo-Saxons, they took back London, they could have the coronation there at Westminster Abbey, where it is to this day, where King Charles III will no doubt be crowned this coming summer, probably in May. Right, and there's obviously St. Clement Danes, as in Danish people, that church in the city of London, which is the central church of the RAF. So I hope you enjoyed my video. That's just a little bit about Kingston and the foundation of the Kingdom of England. So please subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Thank you very much for your donation yesterday, someone. Goodbye.